This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. The University of Mount Union football team plays for its 14th national title Friday. The number one ranked Purple Raiders have been to the Division III Stag Bowl 21 times. And the key to their success lies in the Karras family. Vince Karras is currently in his sixth season as coach. Before that, his dad Larry coached the team for 26 years. Terry, it seems like Larry Karras and his son have built a dynasty at the campus and Alliance.
I remember Karras told me, like, when he took over in 86, Mike had never played for a national title. And his first several years, they might make the tournament and get knocked out in the first round or second round. It wasn't until 1993, his seventh season, that they actually got to the finals and won. And he said that kind of changed everything. Now it's like, at Mount Union, what's the standard?
It's winning. Win
yeah,
titles.
Win the national title.
Yeah.
Two things that happened with Vince while he was an assistant. Number one, a couple of Division III schools had tried to hire him, and he had turned them down. So in 2012, he knew his dad was getting close to retiring, and really he wanted his dad to go out winning a national title. Right before that season was supposed to start, Matt Campbell, a name who's very familiar for college coaches, you know, some people have even rumored him for the Browns or whatever. Matt Campbell at that point was taken over as head coach at Toledo. He calls up Vince Karras right before the 2012 season, says, how would you like to be my defensive coordinator? He turns down this opportunity, stays as defensive coordinator with his father. And so he stayed really out of family loyalty. They turn around and win. So now Larry's thinking about retiring.
So Vince Karras does take over for his dad.
Yes.
And a difficult transition?
In some ways, because, you know, he tried to be, you have to be yourself, but your father had it all set up. And the first 2 years, you know, Vince did not win a title. Now, he went to the finals and lost, but he didn't win. Until his third season when Vince won the title in 2015, he told me that was when he really kind of felt free to really be himself. And Larry confessed to me that he was maybe sending Vince too many suggestions those first couple of years.
Yeah.
And he's learned to back off.
Well, you got to wonder. Vince Karras is young, figuring this out at Mount Union. Is he going to be wooed away from Mount Union?
I don't know, but I would be surprised if he's a lifer there like his dad. I mean, his father over the years turned down chances to coach at Kent State, Princeton, University of Massachusetts, and I'm sure there were others along the way. Now, he interviewed for the Kent State job last year, Vince Karras, that didn't get it. To see, my guess is probably along the line, he's also turned down other chances to go be a defensive coordinator. You see now, I mean, Larry is still the athletic director there. I think he's 69 years old. Now, he said something to me. I said, well, Larry, when you look at the team, what do you see that's different from you? He paused. He goes, Vince lets them have more fun. He goes, I think at the end, I was so like, this is the way you do it, and this is how we've always done it, and these are the standards, and you dot this I, you cross that T, the comma goes there, and the semicolon goes there, and, you know, all the helmets are lined up just this way.
It's like a formula.
It is. And believe me, they still are a lot of that. But, and he says, I think it just makes it easier for the players.
Mount Union 14-0 this season in the title game. Vince Karras going for his third national title to add to 13 overall for Mount Union. Unbelievable.
Right, and they almost lost last week to Johns Hopkins. They almost 28-20 was the final score. I was talking to a friend of mine who knows D3 football pretty well. He says Mary Harden Baylor is better. We'll see how that plays out. But actually, if Vince wins, this would be, in Division III circles, a pretty big upset and a huge win for him.
All right. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he responds to Browns rookie quarterback Baker Mayfield's call for more fans to show up at their last home game.